along with Winston Churchill's outrage that huge guns had been mounted outside Gibraltar. Eden praised the Soviet and Nazi governments' new naval treaty, as well as the French government's sincere desire for appeasement both with Germany and in Europe. Rather than bring Europe closer to another cataclysmic war, he reasoned, the Spanish War had shown all responsible people how much more horrible war has become. Winston Churchill sneered, and Labour MP Hugh Dalton considered the government a set of idiotic ostriches, blind to the new technique of aggression practiced by the fascist powers in Spain. If such techniques proved successful there, he argued, they would no doubt soon be applied in Central Europe. Punch drunk from the long-building threat of war, along with 8 months of royal scandal and political battles, London was relieved to turn back to that most reliable of diversions, tennis at Wimbledon. In 1937, the world's most famous and perfectly groomed grass courts, site of the All England Lawn Tennis and Croquet Club, were to host a full month of world-class tennis. First, of course, there were the championships, the tournament known simply as Wimbledon. Then the All England Club would host the Davis Cup, the team competition formerly known as the International Lawn Tennis Championships.